Welcome to Morning Sip. Sip your coffee while I do the talkie. Think of it as the most important meal of the day where you feel the rush after that first sip of your tea or coffee. Welcome to another episode of Morning Sip. This is a 15-minute short where we sip, slurp to coffee, smoothies, and tea while we listen. I'm your host, Nina Babel, who's unapologetically her edgy self every time. You can find me on ninababel.com. So grab your mug and let's start to sip. If this is your first time listening, welcome, welcome. Today is a 15-minute mini episode where I'm going to talk today about legitimate long-lost Facebook friends, if there is such a thing. So grab your mug and start sipping.
It's time for the percolator. It's time for the percolator.
Let me set the scene. Today's episode has to do with going down memory lane with a splash and a dash of Facebook. I'm so thankful I had a childhood before technology took over. Because when you strip people of the technology, see what's left. So I begrudgingly got on Facebook in 2008. I didn't see how it would add value to my life, really, until I started getting some of these emails that I'm going to share with you, which kind of changed my whole perspective in terms of global reach, right? I now had access, or I now can get in touch with people that I lost touch with over the years, especially those who live in other countries. And this was just like a set of firecrackers going off one after one. I'm going to share with you at least five messages that I got on Facebook within like the first couple of years that struck a chord with me. And the ones that didn't were sent to the trash. But it's a clear testament that this is what they were thinking. My memory loves you. It asks about you all the time. So each time I read one of these messages, my mind goes to this phrase. So the first Facebook message starts off. Going back 30 years ago, St. Martha, Teresa, does it ring a bell? How are you? You look the same, pretty. How you doing? Hope all is well. Drop me a line sometime. I know that's not anything special, but when she add, you can ring my bell, ring my bell. LOL. I was like, oh, I know who this is. And then she followed it up with our class kindergarten picture. And she said, those were the days, Teresa. I am sitting next to you. So we went back and forth, but she was somebody that I really had fun with in class, and we used to laugh a lot. So that kind of touched my heart, and then she kind of disappeared. I don't know where she went. But nevertheless, it was a good exchange. The second Facebook message read, I knew a beautiful girl years ago that I went to school with and was wondering if you are her, ... Leah. My name was Leah W. back then. I was kind of on the homely side then, and I went to the same Catholic school that you did. And then I replied, I remember, but it's still fuzzy. Did you have short hair when you were younger? And she replied, I had awful short hair, freckles, and I lived in a townhouse across the street from the mall. We moved away after I finished grade 6. So I was only there for a year. The whole crazy point of this was to tell you that you were probably the one really good thing for me that whole year. Funny how we remember certain things, especially acts of kindness. I was shy and insecure and didn't fit in, and you were always so nice to me and made me feel like I was okay. I was bowed by how beautiful your skin and your hair was, and I wanted to be like you. Girl, I'm black and you're white. But anyway, I appreciate that comment. You probably don't remember who I am, but I wanted you to know that you made all the difference in the life of another girl way back when. Let me tell you something. That alone drove me to tears. So in my response, I say, funny. Now that I had remembered the freckles, I remember you were kind of tall and slim too. That's so sweet of you, and I'm touched that I made a difference. You're the third person to reach out to me on Facebook on the same subject. I had no idea, but I'm grateful. And then in parens, I say to tears, of the positive impact I made and the ability to share via Facebook. You're welcome, and I'm glad you found me. Stay in touch. Third Facebook message. Nina, can I tell you how long I've tried to find you? And I was like, My name is Carm, and we went to St. Martha's. I have such fond memories of you. How are you? Where are you living? So now I respond, well, first I was like, oh, yeah, I remember her, because we used to run track. In fact, we were very competitive against each other athletically. It was either she was number one, I was number two, or I was number one and she was number two. So my response to her was like, oh my God, Carm, I was so happy to hear from you. Yes, I remember you, like yesterday. And my great-grandmother lived next to her mother, so that was another thing. We would walk home together, and oftentimes if we were home from school, we would interact a lot. So I told her, I will never forget doing a Ouija board in your house because it spooked me ever since. And then I go on to tell her, you know, I remember running track and field with and against her. And then she asked me, do you remember the dance pack? I've kept a card that you wrote me back in the day, and I laugh every time I see it. So the dance pack Carm was referring to was also what Teresa was referring to, because we all went to the same school. And there was like a trio of us that used to perform these dance, I don't know, events for the school. And one of them was the song Teresa brought up, Ring My Bell. I remember we always had these kind of grease lightning outfits to match, and needless to say, she stirred up some memories that I totally forgot about. Fourth message from Facebook. So all of them have this kind of angry tone, like, where have you been? I've been looking for you and I can't find you, which is complimentary, I enjoy it. But she starts off, Nina, where have you been? Again, I'm like, around? But she's like, I thought you were dead. It was like I turned around, you left school and never came back. I didn't know where you went, if you moved and went away, no one told me. This girl, we were in kindergarten together, but she would never say boo. So I was kind of perplexed what impact I had on her life for her to reach out to me like that. But nevertheless, you really don't know how you impact people. I mean, that's really the lesson in the acts of kindness that you do willingly without realizing it because it's second nature and people really appreciate it, even as far as a 4 or 5 year old child. All right, so the last message that I read off Facebook is, I lost the first email, it looks like, but it was my neighbor from across the street who I used to play with and we went to school together. And I said first, I fell out when I got your Facebook notification on my BlackBerry. I was like, LL, or should I say LLM? How are you, darling? Long time. This makes Facebook so worthwhile. How is your family doing? Your mom, your dad, your sisters? I remember flicking the lights on and off and waving to you from each other's window. Life was so simple back then. And then I just go on to tell her, you know, what I've been doing basically for the last 15, 20 years. And so we're still in touch. I'm in touch with everybody on this list. We connected on Facebook. I say all this because I want to illustrate how much you make an impact on someone's life at such a young age without realizing it. Memories will never die. We all have hidden memories etched and stored in some part of our brain that really doesn't come alive unless there's some kind of tragedy, reunion, or maybe just something like this Facebook message which resurrects it back to life. I mean, I was really touched to tears by both Leah and Maria's response because it only took once for me to make that connection and make that impact. And I was just being me. I was being no one else. I was not pretending to be somebody that I'm not. I had no stereotypes, hidden agenda, nor did I consider myself popular. I was just friends with everybody, and I maintained that composure throughout my whole life. You never know when you're going to need a friend or when they're going to need you. So be careful how you interact with people, because they're more sensitive than you realize. Be careful who you make memories with, because these things can last a lifetime. That's my gulp for the day. Baby, I like your stuff. That wraps up another episode of Morning Sip. Hope you enjoyed today's brew. Help me spread the word, Sip Nation. Don't forget to review the show in iTunes, because you know what? I rely on it because it helps me stand out from the crowd, and it helps women, and even you men, understand us and themselves better. You can connect with me on social media. I love Twitter, Instagram, or you could also connect with me on Snapchat using the handle @NinaBabel. Don't forget to subscribe to The Friggin' Truth on ninababel.com. Let's keep it 100. Smooches!